Thanks for downloading this episode of the John Curley and Sherry Elicker Show. Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. The best place to watch all your favorite sports. Featuring wall-to-wall viewing screens, six windows, and 30 kiosks. Be there at emeraldqueen.com.
Here we go. Sherry, Mr. Two Things. Teeny won Employee of the Month on Friday. It was a big deal. Congratulations, Teeny. Congratulations.
Thank you.
She's got a little shirt, says that, and she's got a coffee
it
mug
no
with your
big
face
deal.
On it. It is a big deal. It is a big deal. There's coffee mugs available for sale with her face on it, and people getting pictures. It's
just
kind of a
look
big deal.
At it.
I know.
Is it my imagination, or is she the only one that's ever
We're
upped
diving
her employee
in
of the month?
I do not
Sorry,
know.
Yeah, I don't know either, Teeny. You can write to us, by the way, Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
At MyNorthwest.com, although Andrew says no one does. Or the Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line, 1-888-973-5476. Head on over to the massive John and Sherry Show Instagram page. More than 360,000 people, which Joe and I still can't figure out, have looked at a video we put up. And every day I look at it, I'm like, oh my God, another 50,000 people have looked at it. It's just the weirdest thing. Like, why certain things take off and others don't? I don't quite get it. But
wow, that's a tease.
Don't. By the way, when Greg was filling in for you, we made through like an entire show. There was no flatulation, nothing.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear
that.
Dry
as a bone. Yes.
How was that? How did that feel? It was a sudden rash of maturity coming over you,
No. Just I felt little pains. I felt pains, like I had some building up gas. Well, it looks like she's got to get her man, Attorney General Letitia James, who in 2018 ran her campaign was, I'm going to get Donald Trump. I'm going to get him. Vote for me. I'm going to get him. Well, she's got him. Whoever she wants. So he's got these properties he has to get rid of, and they want the money because he can't get the bond because they're like, nobody's going to give him the bond on the thing. So they say, I think Monday, they're going to have to force him to start selling some of his buildings. Well, the problem comes up. If he sells the buildings, it's like a fire sale because people are like, he's got to sell them. So there's a time, you know, they get the time crunch on it. So you just lowball him. As my father used to say, you throw one low and fast around his knees and see if he swings at it. So let's say the building is worth, I don't know, let me make it up, $500 million, made up number. Well, they're like, you know, offer him $300. He definitely, offer him $275, see if he takes it. He needs the money. So if he sells it for $275, and let's say he wins this case, then he has to buy, he's going to buy the buildings back, but he's going to be buying the buildings back, but he got the lowball number in the first place. So how's he ever going to buy it back? So Letitia James, who said she was going to get him, has got him. And this is this would be a great victory for her and for the people that just really, really despise him. So I think Monday the fire sale begins. And was it Jonathan Turley was talking about Trump?
Yes.
Did he come out and say a few things about it?
Yep.
Yeah.
So mob justice and all kinds of
Here
stuff.
We go.
Jonathan Turley.
Yep.
Jonathan, I did not know anyone that's trying to, in my life, to try to get a $450 million bond. But one thing I found out, very few companies offer it. They went up to about 30. All 30 said, we can't do that unless you have $1 billion to put up. We don't want collateral. We don't want things to put up. We don't want properties. We want cash to put up. So therefore, we're at an impasse. What are the options for the former president?
Well, this is obviously a situation where you don't have any good options, including getting the bond itself. And remember, if you get the bond, you still lose considerable amount of money on the cost of the bond. And this creates a sort of perverse incentive for judges like this one, who comes up with this astronomical, in my view, ridiculous level of
in everybody's
damages.
View. Nobody thinks that number is good.
Right. But in order, basically his position is, in order to get any other judge to look at what I've done to you, you've got to come up with basically $500 million just to appeal. It's like a judge saying, I'm going to take your house away, but you can appeal my decision. You just have to sell your house in order to do it. Many people look at this as a type of almost mob justice, as, you know, the attorney general ran on bagging Trump. She's now pledging to seize his property.
That's what I said,
just
Charlie.
Because he can't come up with his bond. At some point, the courts have got to step in and say, look, this is just simply enough. Yeah. You know, you're requiring this astronomical bond just for this guy to be able to get any other judge to look at this decision.
Sure. They hate him so much. I mean, it's like, he's like second in list under Hitler, you know? Mm-hmm. He just can't stand the guy. So it's like the rules, we'll bend the rules. It's like, you know, would you kill Hitler in the crib if he was a baby, if you knew it? It's like they are maniacal and they're singularly focused on the destruction. They want to see him broke. They want to see him in jail. But they also want to see him broke. They would take everything. And they're like, well, how can we get him? We hate him so much. Well, his money and his power and his name and his building. So let's say they go ahead and get the building, one of the buildings with his name on it. And then they would do it. There'd be a big press thing as they're taking his names off the building. You know, oh, you're going to win? Really? You're using the law this way to get this guy? Here's what they're doing. They're fomenting his base and people that don't like him. But they don't like Joe Biden's hologram either. They're like, at this point, they're like, you know what? You've gone too far. So then it becomes kind of a blank you vote. Remember when Marion Barry, who was the mayor of Washington, D.C., they catch him smoking crack. Remember that? And they send him away for a little while. I forget how long he went in for. He comes back out again and runs again for mayor. And what happens, Sherry?
I think he won twice.
He wins. He comes out of jail and people are like, blank you, Washington, D.C., and the DEA and everybody else. Screw you. It's a screw you vote. So they put Barry back in again. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, yeah, I don't smoke and I don't drink anymore and I've given my life over or whatever. I've said he gave it over his life to Jesus Christ or something. But everybody knew that was crap, too. But that was a blank you vote to the system from the people of Washington, D.C. that thought, you know, don't do that to our guy. Don't take him down that way. Don't set him up. You know, the blank set me up as they're taking him out in handcuffs.
Oh, yeah. So the question that I wonder about is, what if he drops the appeal? Will he owes like $354 million if he has to pay everything and doesn't appeal? Wouldn't that be an option?
To just pay the fine?
Yeah. I mean, is he going to lose money? Because, you know, the appeal doesn't necessarily mean he's going to win. He can just appeal. And then it's a foregone conclusion that they will have to seize everything. But if he has to diminish his wealth so much on the gamble of an appeal, it just seems like another option would be just to pay it. Pay it, well, get it over with.
Right. But the appeal gives him time. He needs time, because if he can just sort of delay this as much as possible, then if he's elected president, then he's in there. I don't think they can. It might hold the case while he's serving as president. I can't imagine that the thing would be in place. Whether he is allowed to forgive himself, I don't know. I don't know the legal, you know, maneuvers that would need to be made. But it's all about buying time. Because they don't have as much money as they want. Plus, the Republican Party's having a difficult time because when they ask people for funds, they know, oh, a lot of this is paying for Trump's lawyers. So that's hurting him as well. But the appeal would at least allow him to kind of just hold everything in place. But writing a check for $556 million or whatever it is, oh, Lordy B, he doesn't have that right now. He'd have to liquidate something.
Well, sure, yes. But he has to liquidate it anyway. So you could liquidate it and be done with it, or you can liquidate it and then bide your time. And I guess he figures that's a better option. But at least you can get it behind you.
Listen, why don't you put on your detective outfit again and head to wherever he is, down in Mar-a-Lago or something like that, with your pipe and your cigar and everything else.
Okay.
So I got this idea. Look. I know you don't know who I am, but maybe you've saw me on Instagram. 350,000 people have. I think you should just pay it.
You were just there, Sherry. You didn't bother looking into this while you're down in Palm Beach?
I did see his fabulous estate, but I didn't. He wasn't wandering around outside. So I just waved and said, "Yeah, hi. You need some advice? Do you need some advice? Who's from someone who's great in math?" Well, that's me.
Math and time changes.
What, Andrew, explain yourself. What is this?
Oh, it's supposed to be noir music.
Yes. I stood outside with a long cigarette holder.
She had legs. She had legs that began right around her ankles and went all the way up to her hips.
Yeah, we call them pins. Yeah, she had some nice pins.
She's kind of damn. Yeah.
Heck of a dame.
Kind of nice. So.
Yeah.
I see.
I like that broad.
There's a Michael Schoenberg who writes a lot of stuff with Matt Taibbi. Somebody sent him a Zoom. Man, I bet these people are like, oh my God, why do we have a Zoom call? There's a group. That is there like the preeminent group? What is it, WPATH or something like that? It's, these are physicians at
Professional Association for Transgender Health.
Okay, so these are all the doctors. I think two of them are trans that are on the Zoom call, and they're sharing stories and coming up with ideas. And as they're sort of having this sort of back and forth, one of the doctors goes, "Yeah, I really have a hard time explaining. When I'm trying to get consent, it's so difficult because like talking to a 14-year-old is like talking to a wall. And when they all think they're going to live forever. And when you try to explain to them, you know, this has happened and this can happen and that can happen, they just look at you like, huh? Well, what? I don't know. And the parents don't seem to know enough. So they're all just kind of kicking around these ideas. And then they're talking about these different people, these different kids under 18. You know, one of them was schizophrenic and another one had another problem. And been diagnosed, one was on the autism scale, but it didn't stop them from talking about starting with puberty blockers and then moving on to cross-sex hormones and then operations. And they talked about their different operations and some of them having a tremendous amount of pain and problems later. So this thing comes out. It was basically you're on this call hearing the quote-unquote experts talk about all the problems they have. And someone got that thing and sent it to Michael Schoenberg. And he's like, well, here's some more evidence that these, and he refers to them as quacks, have little or no science behind any of this stuff, but they keep pushing it forward. They took it down. I'm sure they did. And they also took down WPATH, that group, took some other stuff off of their website. They cleaned it up a couple of days ago once this story came out. It hasn't gotten that much news because the media is so afraid of it, because if you do the story, then you're transphobic, or, you know, then you're responsible for, you know, people getting killed, like, or people killing themselves, like that girl that was her name, Dex. They thought that she died because she was beaten up in the bathroom. But then you find out a week later, the news didn't cover it, but she killed herself, suicide from drugs or just a drug overdose. They don't know what it is. So he comes out with this thing and he basically lays out while he's being spoken to. Is this which clip you like, Joe?
The first one, I think, had the most to it.
Yeah, so he was on with The Hill. He's sort of explaining what he found.
When we look at those files, which includes both these written files but also videos, you see that the doctors, surgeons, therapists, and others that are involved in it, they admit that the parents and the kids do not understand that they are facing lifelong sterility as well as potentially a significant loss of sexual function. They don't understand these treatments, and that's called informed consent, which is right up there with do no harm. And so I think this is a really, a violation of medical ethics. They're also claiming that there's this evidence, but in fact, it's not scientific evidence. It's not evidence that's based on, properly controlled studies over time. The most shocking thing, one of the most shocking things, there's a lot of shocking things in there, is the ways in which they don't actually follow up with their patients. In other words, you'll see surgeons say, well, as far as we know, these things have gone well, or we don't know after 6 months. So you don't have a proper long-term study. And we do now know there's been several studies now debunking this claim, this false claim that somehow suicide risk is higher if you don't do these radical interventions. It appears as though quite the opposite is the case, and that there's a huge amount of regret And much of what we see in the WPATH files are doctors and therapists dealing with detransitioners, dealing with people experiencing serious regret about the loss of their ability to have children or about their ability to achieve sexual function in the ways that most people are able to.
When he was asked about it, why did the UK stop all of this stuff? And France looks like it's going to ban this activity as well. They said, well, why in the U.S. does it keep going and why is it stopping in the U.K.? He says, well, the United States medical system is capitalist based. Mm-hmm. So if you're a doctor and you can, you know, make $50,000, $60,000 mutilating a 14-year-old, well, you know, there you go. That's $60,000 in your pocket. So he said, you know, you're driven by the dollars. The UK, it's all socialized medicine, and they're looking at it, okay, what is the cost to have this procedure done? What are the problems that the person has to decommission plus also or detransition, and then can we get sued? So, and I think there are a couple of suits in the UK right now. But in the United States, they're like, you kidding? Remember that one tape that leaked out? Was it where was that? Down south, a good hospital it was.
Yeah, it was where she was talking about the amount of money that could be made on these, was that in Tennessee? So that would be Vanderbilt.
Was it Tulane? Was it Tulane? Or Vanderbilt? It was Vanderbilt? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How much money they can make mutilating the genitalia or mutilating the healthy breast tissue? Yeah. And that got out, and they're like, again, it's one of these things. The media is so afraid of it, they don't want to cover it. And the poor girl, she's like 22 years old, who's now become the big advocate for detransitioning and talking about like what her life is like. And crickets.
Mm-hmm. Crickets. Right. Doesn't really fit their agenda.
But the New York Times did a great big piece. One of the writers did this whole thing on this, and maybe we're acting too quickly, and maybe this isn't right. And then a bunch of people that work at the New York Times were the one of that person fired. Like, what is going on?
Well, this is part of what's happening with this situation. Marcy Bowers is the president of the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. And this standard of care thing that was on the website saying, you know, they advocate for all of these different procedures. She's now off the website as well. So that's gone and she's gone.
Yep. It's I'm all for it. As soon as we get rid of the law that says that kids can't get tattoos, right? State of Washington can't get a tattoo under the age of 18. Put in the law, say that kids, any kid, any age, like from 11 on up, can get a face tattoo. Put that in there. Let them have it. Let them get face tattoos. As soon as you're consistent, well, they don't have the ability to sort of forward cast their life. So we don't want to get a tattoo now, not below 18.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try it till you knock it.
Oh, thank you, Andrew, for saving one of those. God. All right. Thank you. You're sneaky like that. I misspeak, and then, it comes back to haunt me some 50 years later.
I like that. Wrong. You cannot get anything past Andrew.
No. He's got all your secrets, too, Sherry.
Check out the Box Yard across from T-Mobile Park featuring Hatback Bar and Grill, Steelheads Alley, and Victory Hall. The Box Yard is Soto's premier pre- and post-game destination with delicious bites and brews. For more info, visit mariners.com/boxyard.
If you've been thinking about surgery or even joint replacement, here's something to consider. Hi, it's Dave Ross. I've talked to over 100 patients of Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, and many of them have told me about life-changing results. Their words, after treatment at Seattle Swartz and regenerative medicine, these are people with severe osteoarthritis, even bone on bone, and they're back to hiking, jogging, playing tennis, skiing, golfing, walking up and down stairs, playing with the kids and the grandkids, and they're doing it without pain and without surgery. Dr. Wagner's 60-minute outpatient procedure uses your own stem cells, and because they're your own stem cells, they can help regenerate your own cartilage in your own joints. Dr. Wagner is a board-certified Seattle physician. He has over 30 years of experience, and he's performed over 20,000 stem cell procedures. And he's one of the few doing it the right way. So, listen to his patients, and remember, whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before you choose surgery, first see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD. Get the facts. Then get back in the game at drmarkwagnermd.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you, Sherry. I will. I'll do that right after I take the car over to Bucky's. We're all going to Bucky's. 16 locations. Going to see them all, and I'm going to put stickers on the back of my car. It's like these RVs that have all the states mapped out. All the states going, oh, Bucky's. Oh, please. I heard that in your voice.
No. Do you also have a marathon thing where you have a 26 on the back of your car?
140.6.
No, it's an...
I'm sorry. That's an Ironman. I'm sorry. Sorry. I was converting into Ironman. I was like, sorry. Are you the one that says 00?
I should, yes. Yeah, okay. That's what I deserve.
It's crazy fun times down there for spring break. Visually, this isn't going to work so well, but the drink is called the Hurricane Shot. Last spring break was the trend. Is it still this? It is a big thing that people are doing down there. So I don't know if this thing is going to work or not. But a girl in a bikini has like a little shot, which is in a little tube. She sticks that in her bikini bottom off the side. Then the guy reaches over, gets the shot out of her bikini bottom. He drinks it, and then she proceeds to dump a big bucket of water on his face. And if that's not humiliating enough, she then slaps him. And water on the head, and then slap across the face. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the girls get it done too, but it's primarily the guys just having the girls just, you know, all on same sort of thing. Yeah. They don't narrate them at all. Girls don't hold back. I saw and watched a video. At the end of the day, their hands are all bruised and swollen. They've got some cuts and stuff, depending on like where they ended up slapping the guy. I don't think it's as bad as a baby bird. You know what a baby bird shot is?
Isn't it where the bartender puts it in their mouth and then squirts it into somebody else's mouth?
There's not a lot of squirting. It's just basically just sort of regurgitating. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
She was doing that. In a lot of the videos I saw, she was spitting it into their mouths first.
Okay, good.
This is Hurricane Ayana, I guess is what her name is. She sells about 150 to 200 a night, and they're about $30. She says she puts her own spin on this. She didn't invent this whole process. She puts her own spin on it with acrobatic moves and wrestling-style theatrics. You can also get an upcharge if you want to do it. She'll do a Matrix-style backbend and combo smacks if you want that. Now, she says it appears that she's slapping this person as hard as she can, that that's all theatrics, that she really isn't slapping them as hard as she can.
It looks like she's hitting him pretty hard.
Yeah, I know. And no guy's going to be like, ouch, that hurt.
I think they're sort of inebriated at that point, Sherry. I don't think they necessarily care
they're
very
numb.
Much, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So the baby bird one, that is whatever the bartender wants to charge. It could be just Venmo right to the person's account, $100, $200, $300, whatever it is. And then the person just spits the drink in their mouth. I like to do that. Like, I like to get a big thing of fish and chips and just have the baby bird that into my mouth for $30. Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess it's
I don't know.
Having gone to a few places that I wouldn't exactly be proud of, you know, having my mother see me go into. We went to Thailand and did a story. Ay, ay, ay. I don't even know if I can tell the story on the air. Let's see how far I can go. Heard it. Move on. No, you haven't heard this one, angry old man. Okay, you leave your beer on the bar. The dancer comes over and picks up your beer for you.
Does it involve? Okay, let me ask a couple of cryptic questions.
Andrew, stand by. Go ahead, Sherry.
Is the beer in a glass when she picks it up?
The beer is in a bottle.
Oh.
Does she use her hands?
No. That's so, okay. Does she have any assistance at all?
You mean like other people helping her?
Well,
Let's just say this. The beer is off the bar. She has it. And then.
You get it back?
I can't even begin to tell.
No, I got the image, I think. But what I want to know is when she picked up
the... Oh, no, you don't. No.
When she picked up the beer, did you drink it then?
No, I didn't, Sherry. I had... No, believe me, nothing to do... No way. No way. No way. Because you don't want to know where the beer went before it came back to the bottle.
Well, I have a feeling... I have a feeling I know.
Oh, that feeling would probably go away with some medicine later on. But I'll tell you right now, it is yikes. And you're thinking like, men are the grossest of the grossest of the grossest. And it's like, oh my God. It's just like, I went there once. We went to the store in Baden-Baden. I went there with Stofflet, and he's like so paranoid about germs and stuff. And they didn't have, you couldn't give the girls money. They had tokens. Well, the girl put this token in her mouth, and then she put Stofflet's face there, and she spit the token out of her mouth into his mouth. It went right into his mouth. And then all night, he's like, I'm coming down with something. I know I am. I don't know what it is, but I don't think I got a vaccine for this because we had to get a bunch of shots before traveling. I don't know what it is, but I can feel my immune system really struggling right now. I was like, can you imagine how many gross people touch that? He's like, stop. I'm serious. I am so serious right now. I go, you got like a little sore on the lip. Where did that come from?
Isn't the bigger question, if he's such a germaphobe, why would he be in a strip club?
We dragged him in there because we were doing a story on this woman that was in there that is in charge of all the strippers. And she knows them all by name and knows all the guys. She had a photographic memory. That was the only reason we did the story. The woman's like, I have a photographic memory. We're like, oh, okay. And she knew, whether she knew the people or not, we're like, we're going with it. That's Tommy. That's Bob. That's Jim. That's Steve. Like, she's making this up. These people know these people's names. We're like,
those are all American names. Were they all like American guys that were looking for a Thai bride or something? Or
no, this is in Baden-Baden. This is in Germany. The woman.
Oh, in Germany.
Woman,
okay.
The woman who's in charge of the bar had a photographic memory. We're like, okay, we'll go with that. We can't show you what was happening behind the bar, but we can tell you this. The woman that runs it has a photographic memory. And she's like, I know all the names of all the people. It's like, oh, my God.
Why is that interesting?
It's not, Sherry. But it's not.
But a woman that has a photographic memory of people coming into a restaurant or a bar or whatever, unless there's some other thing, like she also can speak cat or something like that. I mean, what is
that?
It was
a reason to show people. Scantily clad, okay?
Okay.
Jeez.
All right. I think it was more reason for you to see that, but...
Right. We can't show you what's happening on the bar, but we can tell you this. The woman that owns the place is thinking of taking piano lessons. whatever the reason.
If you've been thinking about surgery or even joint replacement, here's something to consider. Hi, it's Dave Ross. I've talked to over 100 patients of Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, and many of them have told me about life-changing results. Their words, after treatment at Seattle Swartz and regenerative medicine, these are people with severe osteoarthritis, even bone on bone, and they're back to hiking, jogging, playing tennis, skiing, golfing, walking up and down stairs, playing with the kids and the grandkids, and they're doing it without pain and without surgery. Dr. Wagner's 60-minute outpatient procedure uses your own stem cells, and because they're your own stem cells, they can help regenerate your own cartilage in your own joints. Dr. Wagner is a board-certified Seattle physician. He has over 30 years of experience, and he's performed over 20,000 stem cell procedures. And he's one of the few doing it the right way. So, listen to his patients, and remember, whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before you choose surgery, first see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD. Get the facts, then get back in the game at drmarkwagnermd.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a piece in the Seattle Times about people that are proud of still having landlines. I don't ever quite understand that philosophy of like, yeah, I don't have a newfangled stuff. Those also people like, there's a pop in the ice box if you want one. It's like, what? Sounds dangerous. But for some reason, they're proud of it. Is that what it is? That they just refuse to give up the landline?
Well, this is actually from the LA Times, or the New York Times, rather.
No.
And was put into the Seattle Times. So AT&T in California wants to phase out traditional landlines.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that are opposing this because they say it's the only phone that they have. And what are they going to do? How will they make calls? How will they call emergency help? That type of thing. But then there's this other group who are just happy that they have them. They say it's a lifeline during power outages. It's more comfortable to hold and to talk into. It's better sounding than a cell phone. But 73% of people don't have a landline at all.
Mm-hmm.
90% of people 25 to 29 have only a cell phone.
Ah.
AT&T says, yeah, this is like Blockbuster or Kodak film. It's just, it's not cool anymore. It's not needed.
Well, everything comes around again. So here's some
Hello,
advice.
Everyone. I'm from your telephone company. And the message that we have for you is that we are changing your telephone service over to dial. Now, let's use this demonstration model for a moment while we dial our number.
By the way, the demonstration model is enormous. I mean, it's like 7 feet tall. And after she finishes dialing, she dumps a bucket of water on your head and slaps.
Take up your receiver and always listen for the dial tone.
Okay. Hello?
Remember how it sounds? A steady hum. Now, let's dial the number we looked up and made a note of. Remember, always be sure to dial the first two letters of the central office name, then the five numbers.
I'd be Lawrenceville 56146.
For word 49970, dial W.
Oh.
O.
moving furniture?
Four.
Oh, that's the dial.
It's really big, Siri. It's a big demo
phone. Nine.
She holds on to the nine. It takes her all the way up off her feet and then all the way back down.
Nine. Seven.
Pretty tired.
Seven.
At this point, I'd like to take a nap.
Oh.
As in, oh, this is cumbersome.
Notice that I brought my finger around until it firmly touched the finger stop. And now
I had to put my cigarette down
for
that.
And let the dial go back by itself.
Ah, okay. Don't try to race it back.
I wonder if that bartender in Germany had a rotary phone.
Would be a reason to do a story on her. She got rid of her rotary phone more than 22 years ago and doesn't regret it.
I always wondered in movies when they'd be like, they'd pick up the phone and they'd say, like, Brookshire 962. What does that even mean?
You know? Well, they used to do that. You used to do like Lawrenceville 5 or Miller. Millertown or Millersville 9. I don't know what it was, but ours was Lawrenceville 5. So dial Lawrenceville 5. Yeah. I mean, LA 5. And then you dial.
But when they talk to an operator, they just say, you know, hello, Betty. Get me Brookville 962.
Right, because that's before. Sherry, okay, I'm going to have to play it for you again, okay?
Well, that was before the dial. I get
right.
that.
Hello, everyone.
It's a party
I'm
line.
I'm from your telephone company.
Okay.
The message that we have for you is that we are changing your telephone service over to dial.
And the operator would pick up, and they would say, you know, whatever you say. And then, give me Brookville 119. And then, like, boop, 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 she'd plug the stuff in there. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I feel better now. Yeah. That's what I'd like to go back to.
Right. As my father used to say, if it wasn't for IBM and the computer, every single woman living in America today would have to work for the phone company.
Oh. Well,
that was the IBM pitch.
Oh, I see.
They were all primarily female operators. Anyway, we're going back in time. The important thing is, for those of you who have a landline, could you go get me a pop? It's in the icebox.